Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says Kenya is at a crossroad. He shared his outlook on the future of the East African nation during a speech Sunday in the capital of Nairobi, capping a two-day visit to his father's homeland, where he was hailed as a native son.
Kenya is at a crossroads, a moment filled with peril, but also enormous promise. And with the rest of my time here today, I'd like to talk about how you can seize the moment, how you can make sure we leave behind a world that's better, a world that we've borrowed from our children.
The president went on to praise Kenya's progress since winning independence from British colonial rule in 1963. He also said that Kenya's future success depends on three crucial pillars: strong and transparent democratic governance, universal economic development, and a strong sense of national identity that, he adds, rejects conflict for a future of peace and reconciliation. He urged the country to increase efforts to root out official corruption. He also paid special attention to gender equality, saying Kenya will not succeed if it treats girls and women as second-class citizens. At least 13 people were killed in Somalia's capital Sunday when a car bomb exploded outside a hotel that hosts the Chinese and Egyptian embassies. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the blast. It targeted the Hotel Jazeera near the Mogadishu International Airport. The death toll comes from ambulance services, who took more than 20 wounded people to hospitals. VOA News. An explosion set off by a female suicide bomber has killed at least 14 people in a market in northeastern Nigeria. Witnesses say around 50 people were also injured. Officials say the early day blast occurred at the entrance of the market in the town of Domoturu, which is the capital of Yobe State. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the attack. Earlier this month, at least 9 people were killed in Domoturu when a female suicide bomber targeted residents preparing for a Muslim festival to mark the end of Ramadan. At least 20 people have been declared dead and 70 wounded after a suicide bombing late Saturday in the Cameroonian town of Marua. Officials say the suicide bomber was a 13-year-old girl. The Cameroon Defense Minister, Edgar Alain Mbengo, says the young girl detonated a series of explosives in the popular Pont Vert neighborhood, which is barely a kilometer from the scene of last Wednesday's twin suicide bomb attacks. He says the population must develop a culture of vigilance because Boko Haram has changed its strategy.
Les populations doivent acquérir une culture.
The defense minister says all suspects should be reported to the military that more than ever needs before the collaboration of the populace. He says he's urging business people, traditional rulers, administrative authorities, and everyone to constitute themselves in self-defense groups to save lives. So far, there's been no claim of responsibility. Israeli police clashed Sunday with Palestinian protesters at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque. As Jews visited the site, they revere as a Temple Mount on an annual day of mourning. Palestinians threw stones and fireworks at Israeli police as police fired stun grenades to quell the protest in Jerusalem's Old City. Security forces briefly entered the mosque to restore calm and lock the demonstrators inside. There was an undisclosed number of arrests and injuries in those clashes. An Australian male nurse is facing terrorism-based charges for allegedly supporting the militant Islamic State group fighting in Syria. Adam Brookman was charged in a Melbourne court Sunday on one count of knowingly providing support to a terrorist organization. Syria's president said in a speech broadcast on live state television Sunday, acknowledging that the military has given up some regions of the country as it battles insurgents, and offered justification as to why. "We must define the important regions that the armed forces hold on to so it doesn't allow the collapse of the rest of the areas." I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.